Chapter 22. I could start with verse 1, but for the sake of time, I won't, so I can get to the point that I'm trying to get to. Of course, you know, you always read the context of what's going on. If you try to get content without context, you'll make no contact. I don't know if y'all remember that. And so I'm just skimming through the context of this chapter. I never really realized what was going on, but people were asking Jesus stupid questions that had nothing to do with what he was trying to get to. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, Pharisees, the people that you see ask Jesus questions, they were asking just a bunch of stuff that was self and not for the common wealth of the whole person. And so it was I found out that self is the killer. And I found out that the number one block to your power is self-advantage. The number one block to the church. And why more people aren't busting down the doors. And why more people are not trying to come to see what's going on is because of self-advantage. We're trying to build our kingdoms. Then we want a second service. Then we want a second location. This is what I'm trying to tell you, okay? Now you have to listen to me well. I was talking to somebody today and I didn't realize this. I'm 35 years young. But I've been preaching for about 17 or 18 years now. I didn't realize that. And I always like to tell people that I'm a young man with the older man's experience. I met a lot of your favorite preachers. You name them, I met a lot of them. Some of them dead and gone right now. I done been to probably more services than anybody in this room. You say, I've been in churches? I don't care. I've been in some services. I've been in some services, I've met some preachers, I've talked to some people, I've seen some things. I've heard some things from some preachers that will amaze you. I ain't talking about revelation knowledge either. And I've prayed, I can't say I prayed all the prayers, but I prayed a lot of them. And I've jumped through a lot of the hoops, a lot of the circles. And, you know, we get to this revelation like this the one right here. We go 20 more years with nothing else happening. And I've just seen a lot go on, and it's always make me wonder what is going on with the church. I read how Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And I read how powerful Jesus expected it to be, but I don't think he expected it to be a building. Are you understanding me? And I understand why we do it. We do synagogues, temples. It's along the same principles as what they used to do in the old days. But there's a level of power that's missing because of self-advantage. So what we've done is we built our buildings, we built our congregations, we built our churches, and God bless all that. And there's nothing wrong with building our buildings and building our congregations and building our people together. Nothing wrong with that. But we built them so much to the point to where we preserve our rituals. This is what I'm saying. So you can pretty much believe, like, where you going to church at, right? And I pretty much know where everybody go to church at. Where you go, you pretty much believe it's going to be pretty safe when you go to service. You're probably not going to run into nobody that's a little reckless. Every now and then somebody might stumble in. But for the most part, you know what's going to happen. For the most part, you feel real safe. Probably in your church, you can go down and ladies, you can go in there and sit your purse down where you're gonna sit at and just go walk off. Can't you? You just walk off and just go talk to everybody. Just hey, how y'all doing this morning? You have no worries about anybody doing anything because you're safe. You're in a safe place. And so we built our spheres of safety and we built our walls, almost like the walls in Jericho. So that you gotta jump through hurdles and flip through hoops and come through to be able to get on the inside. Then I was reading, and y'all just gotta listen to me for a second. I'm reading about when Jesus died on the cross and he said the veil was torn. Y'all remember hearing that? They said the earth quaked and everything was gone, and the veil was torn. From the top to the bottom, it's just torn. in half. So now there's no separation. I'm going to read it in the beginning. There's no separation between us and them. There's no separation between us and God. In those old days, you couldn't, what? See, we don't, reading the Bible is hindsight. They say hindsight is 20/20. So because you know the end of stories, you read it a certain way. So you don't understand, like the children of Israel being in Egypt. I learned that they were in slavery for 20 generations. You know, who didn't know that? Anybody didn't know that? 20 generations. I don't know if you understand what that mindset means. 20 generations. 20 generations means after the first generation, my grandson, my great-grandson, my great-great-grandson, and my great-great-great-grandson, then you still got 16 generations after that that's going to be in slavery. There'll be ones that'll be born in slavery that'll never know anything other than slavery. And it'll get to a point that it becomes, I heard somebody say this, and it's powerful. It would get to the point that it'll become on a cellular level, like it'll become a part of your being. Because your generation been in slavery for so long. But you can't imagine that. So you know the story, let my people go, right? We know the story, you know the little plagues, and we do it real quick, watching little movies, and now we think it's all cool because we won. But you don't know what's going on. You don't know the process of it. You don't know, we can't fathom what it was like to go through that. Are y'all understanding for a second? So now we're here at a place where in the Old Testament, and this is why I wanted you to understand about not knowing. We're 2018 and for some reason, we're not making advancements like we should. We make advancements in everything else. But for some reason, when it comes down to people, we don't make the advancements that we should. What's wrong with the world today is that we haven't made advancements in people. We know how to do cars. We know how to make better cars. We know how to make better cell phones and better technology and better things. And we know how to dress better and do different things. But we keep failing at this same thing called people. And it's funny because you are people. Like the number one study, you got the number one study going on every day. I don't need to go study people. You say, well, I'm a people person. I got to study. No, you ain't got to study people. Study yourself. Look in the mirror real quick. That's the best study that you can have. You can become a professional on people. But we keep failing. We trip on this one. And I don't know why. Self. We trip on this one. This is the one that we trip on. This is what we got to worship. Huh? We got the worship down, and we got the musicians and the singers. We got the messages and the books. We got more books than ever been. Digital and regular, right? Like we got books. We got messages. We got sermons. We got online church. We got all these. We just mastered all this. What about the people? Why cannot we master this thing called people? This is why I think they call Jesus the master. Not because he could tell everybody what to do. Or not because he was around beating people and beating them into shape. No, because you never see Jesus doing that. Right. He's just a master. Mm-hmm. He's mastered humanity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Wow. Yeah. Mm. And that same understanding, that same flow, you have it. But the moment that you begin to think of, that's when you lose your mastery. Yes, in the beginning, the reason that they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil because they were thinking about somebody, the serpent told them they were something that they wasn't even though they already were. And they start thinking about self and forfeited life. Mm-hmm. I need y'all to listen. Mm-hmm. So we built our walls. We built our fortresses. We built our ministries. We built all these different things. And, you know, we don't really look like it, but sometimes I make myself kind of look at things from not being a part of it. Like I'm not. Because it's very easy to be a part of something and then think that everything is okay. Yeah. You know, I tell you, take a step out and the Holy Spirit be helping me because sometimes I'll be sitting in church and he'd be taking me out and he'd be like, what does this look like? And so, you know, sometimes when you walk in, you got your greeters and your ushers at the door, you just got your fortress set. I ain't saying nothing wrong with greeters and ushers at the door. Sometimes they... So, no, you can't sit over here. And they stand at the door, you come in, and they speak to you, good morning, but it's like, it's almost like a good morning, you better come here correct, good morning. You better come in here correct. Like, don't come in with your food. And it can come across intimidating. A lot of times we don't be knowing because we go to the same church every Sunday. Right. Yeah. You've been a member for a little while. I need you to get out yourself for a second. Yeah. I need you to not be a member of wherever you're at right now. Right? I need you to put yourself in another person's shoes for a quick second. Have we mastered people? I'm not talking about are we friendly. A lot of times that's fake.
Yeah.
I'm talking about have we mastered Matthew 22? Here we are in a place where they're asking Jesus a bunch of questions about taxes and about marriage. And Jesus said, y'all don't know nothing about the scripture. Y'all asking all the wrong questions. Look, this is what I'm trying to tell y'all. And somebody else finally asked him, what's the great commandment? Thank the Lord. And then in verse 36, Master, what's the great commandment of the law? Verse 37, we know this already, but don't read like you know. Verse 37, read, ready, read. And Jesus said unto them, underline all. Everybody say all. If I give it all, how much I got left for me? Nothing. Because I've given it what? All. All is one of the most absolute words that there are. All, everything. Give it all. With all that. Read it again. Read it again from the beginning. Jesus said, and then what? Wait, who is thou? Who is you? Who is thou? Who is thou? You, what thou mean in the Bible? So he's talking, so Jesus up here talking, he said, you. You shall. Shall is another strong word. It's like really no options in here. It's really no multiple choice, like, no. Well, this is what you're going to do. Thou shall what? And we cool with that one for a second. My God is greater. My God is stronger. So we put my God over here. Keep going. How much of it? How you do that? You ever cross that line? Anybody ever got close to all, giving it with all love and all your heart? You don't even know, huh? So we got some work to do. What'd that look like? Yo, we really didn't talk about nothing else. So we get, we ain't talking about no careers. Family, don't talk nothing till we figure that one out. Yeah. Oh, Lord, all my heart, Lord. Save my heart, my will, my consciousness, my memory, my emotions, my feelings, my thought process. All of that? All your heart, what else? Oh. What's the next part? I want it all. I don't care what the little bit you didn't gave me. I'm not. You ain't did me no service. I want it all. Yeah. I want it till you ain't got no more for you. But the part you're keeping for yourself is poisoning you. No, listen to me. Listen to me. That part that you're trying to self-preserve is poisoning you. And then he says, what's the next one?
This is the first
and great commandment, right? And then what's next? What's the next? Keep reading. The second. Oh, you got a two? You got two? They got something coming after that? Yep. So we got to slow down and read this. They got, Jesus means to tell me there's something that comes after that. And I remember, and I heard somebody say this today, it's so funny, the people in the Bible didn't know they was in the Bible.
That's true.
See, we be like, yeah, and Jesus knew they were going to write. No, Jesus didn't tell them to write nothing. He didn't know people writing down, but he's just telling the truth. So now these people standing here, they never heard nothing like this before. Right. See, sometimes the trick is that you done heard so many scriptures that you done got dull to them and numb, and you don't slow down. People standing and they listening. And so I'm done. After that first one, I'm done. OV for me. My mind is running. Sometimes I be in church and the pastor say something and I'm done. Service is over for me because I'm trying to figure out that first one. Right. Yeah, I don't need no more pages of notes. That one line. He said something. He said, don't let your memory overrule your desires yesterday. And I ain't catch nothing else after that. I said, And I just stood up, amen. And I'm just going through my head. I ain't know he said nothing else. I'm serious. I'm trying, because I'm trying to catch that thing. Right. Yeah. So now if I can master that thing, it'll help me with all the. Yes. And the second one is what? Likened. They say likened. Like unto. What that mean? The second one. Okay, all right. So we know where we're going now, right? And then it says what? And see, y'all know this. Y'all know the scripture, so you kind of know why I'm slowing down. But the second one is what?
Thou shalt love thy neighbor.
Who? Who gonna do it? We're not Skip. Not the pastor. Not the reverend. Not the apostle. No. Who gonna do it?
Me.
And then what you gotta do?
Love thy neighbor.
What? Nah, I ain't said that. It ain't say love your neighbor like you love yourself. No, it couldn't have said that. Because if it said that, we'd be much different people.
Absolutely.
Goodness, that is what color them words is?
Red.
Can't be. Them words can't be in the red. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you, I love you. Jesus. And all the Jesus songs we got. There's no name above your name. All the songs that you got, you sing it with your heart and you cry. Who cares? Oh, there's some things that just gotta come to reckoning, everybody. See, there's a scripture in that says in John 5:39. You gotta turn there, but he says, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and there they will testify of me." But you won't come all the way to. All right. And then there's another scripture. Little later on says, "The letter itself killeth." I'm about to say something. That Bible can be a blessing and a curse to you, depending on the perspective that you're looking from and the place that you're looking. Are you looking from love or are you looking from self? This is what I'm trying to tell you, because that letter itself will kill you. You get it? But if you don't pay attention to it and know what perspective you're looking from and what it's saying to you to be and what Jesus is saying for you to be, you'll miss the whole point. Love your neighbor, huh? As you look, as is same time, same way. Everybody say same time,
same, time.
Same way.
Same.
Come on, say it again. Same time,
same,
same way.
Same.
Come on, say it again. Same time,
same,
same way.
Same.
Now, when I get to preaching like this, people want to tell me I need to slow down and tell me calm down, because you know Jesus meant the same time, same way. But you know you still got to do something. No. It wasn't nothing extra you added to it. Find out when you're loving yourself. Next time you love yourself, right? The things that you do, that you, and you ain't gotta be in the mirror talking myself. I love you, love myself. No, I know you don't be doing that because you feel like that's vain. It is kind of. But the next time you're doing the things to preserve yourself, have I loved my neighbor like I love myself? And you say, well, I don't know if I got the ability to do it. Okay, cool. But set your mind, set your heart towards it. Have you even set your heart towards it? Was it even on your mind today? I'm not talking about charity. Forget charity. Charity is something that somebody put in somebody's mind that has a false sense of doing something. Not charity. Nobody's asking for your charity. Nobody's asking for your handout. And then you think you done something for somebody. Nobody's talking about that. I'm talking about when I see you. Who you see? When I see you. Certain things you won't do to yourself.
Right.
You're quick to do to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Judge thyself. Remember now, we got the number one workbook on people. They sit right in the chair you sitting in. That's the number one workbook. No, the Bible ain't number one. You the word in the flesh.
Right.
Yeah, you got a number one workbook. Calm down. Check that off for a quick second. Before the distraction is always to point the finger. I'm trying to get somewhere else, but the description, he says, All right, can y'all tell the truth? Are we gonna tell the truth? Everybody say, yeah, we're gonna tell the truth. Yeah. I don't even care if you're gonna tell me the truth. Just lie to me. Say, yeah, you're gonna tell the truth. Yeah. You pointed more fingers at other people than you've done it yourself in the past month. Let's go.
Come on.
You, first thing, come on. You pointed more fingers at.
Right.
Yep. All them pointing back at you. Well, my dad and them, they didn't sit me in the right. Right? And then the mastery of that, right, was like, what I had to do, I had to sit down. Because, well, first of all, let me say this. Anybody ever made a mistake before?
Yes.
Anybody made one of the ones you don't? Hold on, this is cool right here, because you made one of the ones you don't want nobody to know about?
Yes.
Come on, raise your hand then. Come on. I just want you to just put them up so I know, all right? I know you ain't, you know. How you felt defeat too? How you felt after that? You felt guilty? Felt like you wasn't really worth much? Yeah. I know you were all priesthood children. No, there's sometimes you just don't feel like you. In those moments, you start finding your witness. I started finding my. I didn't find my witness in the moments when I got pat on my back. I was called the great Christian or Dr. Montrell or Reverend Montrell or all this stuff that we liked. I didn't find my witness. I didn't find the love of God. I didn't find that in that moment. I found it when I ain't had nothing to stand on. And when I'm on my face, and then God tells me, listen, you all right. I love you. And it's like, whoa, how you gonna talk to me this morning? How can you talk to me this morning? Well, yesterday was. And then when he speaks to me, he talked to me like ain't wasn't nothing happened. Right? And you don't want to tell nobody that because it'd be like, nah, I need to be punished. Sit me in the corner for 20 minutes. Any of y'all used to punish, you try to punish yourself or your parents punish you when you was younger? I used to do that like, look, you know what? I just ain't no good, mom. I was at school and I just be talking too much. And you think the talk is going to do, she'd be like, oh, yeah, you right, son. You right. Go in the back and get that belt right quick. And then, right? Because you, and here's God, see. I didn't come to punish you, I came to love on you. It's God. I'm gonna use an example, but there's a couple people that got a right to condemn you. few people. It's called the Trinity. God the Father got a right to condemn you. All that stuff he done for us. And you're crazy. And Jesus came down here and lived with your crazy. Walked around, I heard you talking.
Right.
And still was loving on you. Still give his life. God in the flesh. And of course the Holy Ghost, he see it all. Everyone is like, I'm watching you. I can condemn you right now. No condemnation. Jesus ain't come to condemn. I don't condemn you. Where are your accusers? The works I do to you do also in greater works than these that I go unto my Father. What works is these? We want to do the miracle. No, that one right there. Stop accusing people. Stop condemning. Stop telling people they're not good enough for your club. Church. Everybody say church. We done built our walls. Our walls are the new walls of Jericho. I'm not talking about your old church. No, don't go back and tell you. I'm talking about as a whole. And so we got the Christians is a Christian club. That's cool. Y'all know that. Cool little club. We got our own little rules, little rituals. Most of them Jesus ain't said nothing about. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. I'm gonna duck the rocks. All right, cool. Ain't most of them Jesus said nothing about. We done built them up because we like our cool little club. Then I'm on the inside now, and I've been in for about 5 or 10 years now. Some of us born into the club. They call it grandfathered in, right? Like, right. And so we're into the club so much that we don't even understand what's going on. We don't understand what the club for. We know the rules, but we don't know the purpose. Love the Lord your God with everything you got. All your heart, your mind, and your soul. Everything. And the second one was just like it, love your, like you love your. I found out something today that it'll fix your witness. Most of the time, you don't witness from a place of equality. Oh, well, think about it for a second. You don't witness from a place of equality. You witness, you going to heaven, they going to hell, so I got to save them. I mean, it even fixes like a lot of our racial issues. Yeah. You know, it's really not about justice, like whoever got there to give us justice. Well, who's passing out justice? It's really about the fact that we're all created equal under God. And I'm not talking about because no amendment, no constitution, whatever. Jesus said that. Right. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's equality, baby. Yeah, y'all see that? You never saw equality in that scripture, huh? That's equality. Go look at Jesus. Jesus approaches as the equal. Jesus go approach the woman at the well, and she talking about, sir, what you, right, you don't, y'all don't talk to us, because they're Samaritans and they were Jews. There's a strong racial tension. Well, yeah, even let's go back all the way back to Abraham. There's strong racial tensions in there. There's strong inequality. And Jesus began to approach people. He never, oh, look at y'all lepers. Y'all lepers. Oh. They could put them out of the city. They didn't know what to do with them, so they just put them out. They put them out somewhere else. You see the symbolism of maybe what we do with our cities? Called churches? Well, they got some fingers falling off, and they got some holes in the skin, and we don't really know how to deal with that. We done prayed already. We done prayed already, but that rash ain't leaving. Right, because your prayers ain't for them, your prayers for you. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. We done prayed already. We done said all the 21 days and anything become a habit. Lord told me the other day, them days and stuff, y'all made them up, not me. So how you going to base a principle on me? He said them days and times and hours and years, and all that, y'all made it up to keep up with each other, not me. He said, all I see is one stream of consciousness from the time I brought you here. Even when you sleeping, it ain't a new day. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. I saw one stream of consciousness from the beginning to the end of you, what you were doing in between. But the leprosy, I can name several different things that we, and then we consider it leprosy. Oh, well, I don't know how to fix those things. We pray, lay hands on, cast demon on everything. Okay, you got to leave. Here's Jesus outside in the leprosy colony. You're not even supposed to go over there. And they can't come to the city, because if they come to the city, they're going to kill them. No, y'all understand, they're going to kill them. Come close to the gate, we're going to kill them, because we don't want everybody else to catch what y'all got. That's amazing. That's amazing. So y'all stay out there, we don't want nobody to catch what y'all got. Instead of somebody catching what you got. Y'all listen to what I'm trying to tell you. It's Jesus, all right? If you study Jesus a little bit more, you'll see a little bit more yourself. All right, you struggle with Christianity. You struggle with following all the rules. You try to do good and everything, but it seems like things don't work like they're supposed to do. Yeah, because nobody told you to be a top-notch, super holy Christian. Jesus said, be like me. A place of equality. So now when I come and I approach you, I saw Jesus. I asked him. This is my prayer. I don't pray for. I'm not praying, and I'm being honest with you. I'm not trying to be no kind of way, but I'm not praying for. If I pray for my neighbors or the people around me, I'm praying that that I can be transparent and that I can see their transparency and see God in them past everything else. I said, ask Jesus the other day. I'm just praying. I said, everybody worshiping, Lord, thank you for all the things you've done. And I said, Lord, thank you that you're gonna show me how you did this. Lord, can you show me how to do this? Jesus, how did you do this? Because I can imagine Jesus walking up and seeing you and seeing everything that's wrong with you. And this is a chance now. When I walk up and I see everything that's wrong with your mind and your heart and all the evil intentions of your heart and all the things that's going on and everything you've ever done, and I can walk up and see you and I see those things and still love you like ain't none of it showing up. That's another thing. Come on, people. That's the truth. That's another level of that's another level of something that we're reaching for. Yes, sir. And so now, I am commanded. It's the greatest commandment. After that, it says that's all, on that hang all the law and the prophets. That means all the preachers, everything that you could ever think that was spiritual or holy or whatever, is going to hang on that. That you love God with everything you got and to love your neighbor the same way. If you slow down and read that scripture for a minute, you realize you got a long way to go. Me too. You slow down and read the scripture for a minute, you realize I have some things that I need to regroup. Nobody cares how good your attendance is. Nobody cares how good your worship is. Nobody cares that you failed yesterday in the spirit. Nobody cares that you laid hands on somebody the other day. Nobody cares. Are you loving you? Like you. In the book of Acts, it's the beginning of the church. Right? In the book of Acts, the beginning of the church. All right? They started selling everything. And Ananias died because they didn't want to do it for the people. Everybody talking about it because they lied to the Holy Ghost. Well, people been lying to the Holy Ghost for a long time. A bunch of them lied. Jacob, they were lying to the Holy Ghost. He didn't kill them. But there was a reason. There was another level they was working on. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Because everybody was selling. So whatever you got right now, we're selling it all. You got some land. You got some dirt. We're going to sell it all. We're going to sell it up. Maybe you got a little more than me. Maybe y'all got more land. But it don't matter. We're going to sell it all, bring it all to church, and everything become common to everybody so that everybody has something. So you don't read, we'll stop and read that part. That's what was going on. And as far as a lot, they try to hold a little piece back because they got a little bit more than everybody else.
Right.
So I could keep the little piece for my
myself.
And yourself poisons you. Maybe, just maybe some of that stuff that you've been believing for. Notice I got the quotes. Maybe that's why it ain't working. You get that. You definitely ain't going to talk to nobody else. Real quick, I got 2.5 minutes. Ephesians 2. Ephesians chapter 2. We let it go to chapter 4. I know chapter 4 is our church scripture where we talk about every joint supply. But let me deal with your joint before you try to supply something. Let me tell you where your joint came from. Ephesians chapter 2. It's a good chapter to read. Verse 8, and I'm going to read it together. Verse 8, and this is the chapter. I ain't got time to read everything. Verse 8, it says, for by grace you are.
Saved.
How?
Faith.
And it's not of?
Yourself.
It's a?
Yeah.
Oh, so even you been saved. You ain't did nothing good enough for it. Somebody gave you that. Where's that? And for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. For God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands. In other words, somebody was talking about you.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
There's one time them people didn't think you was good enough than people. That at that time you were being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without a God
in the world.
First thing, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off, made nigh by the blood of Christ. And it goes on to describe what that is, but to remember that not too long ago. You was out here lost. Yesterday. I was born in 19, I don't care, when 19, whatever. Yesterday, you was lost in the world without out of God.
Yeah.
And here comes God to love you like you never was lost. Seeking to save that was lost is a little different to me now. It's not very deep. You don't need to pray in tongues about it. What I'm about to tell you. You really need to pray about it. Let me discern this. You ain't got to discern this, what I'm about to tell you. Y'all need to drop all that other stuff you're doing. All the other things you're doing. Like, you need to sometimes I've got some, let me see if I gotta go. I've gotten some pretty tough shutdowns in my life. If anybody knows me, you know who my father is, my physical father. He don't play no games. And I've gotten several shutdowns in doing the right thing. I thought I was doing the right thing trying to help, and just shut it down. You ain't that. You ain't no singer. You ain't no worshiper. You don't sing that good. You ain't really trying to help people. You deceived. Shut it down. Didn't understand too much. Hurt, broken, whatever. Didn't understand too much. But I thank God for my shutdowns. Because my shutdowns made me turn up. This is what I'm trying to tell you. And my shutdowns brought me down till there was nothing else. Then I started seeing the point. Majority of us, and I'm a majority of us in this room, I'm gonna be honest with you, don't see the point. Don't feel bad, just look for it. And we do a lot of good stuff, don't we? But the point, all the other stuff need to shut down until you master that first one. Love the Lord your God, all your heart, your mind, and soul. How you do that? Well, we need to just work on that one. We don't need to have no more endeavors. No more plans. No more. We need to work on that one. That's the one that's going to power what we're going to do anyway. Yes, are y'all listening to me?
Yes,
and that's the first one. And the second one is love your
neighbor.
So I shouldn't be trying to love on my neighbor until I got the first one. Wow. I ain't starting no ministry. I ain't starting no nothing. I ain't starting nothing. So I done mastered that first one. And once I mastered that first one, that's when I become a master at something. You tell me, shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down. You're going to hurt more people than you're helping. Shut it down. Shut it down. And when I got to that bottom part, you start seeing.